I'm Clinton Wilcox, and you're listening to the Pro-Life Thinking Podcast. Welcome to today's installment of Pro-Life Perspectives. Hurricane Harvey pummeled Houston last week and left much of the city underwater, as well as cities closer to the Gulf of Mexico, such as Rockport, Port Arthur, and Bridge City. Naturally, people are banding together to help the people affected by these hurricanes. When you think of sending in much-needed supplies to help the victims of a hurricane, what do you ordinarily think of? Food? Clothes? Money? How about abortions? Pro-abortion organization Lilith Fund posted on Twitter that they've been raising money to give free abortions to women affected by Hurricane Harvey and who can't afford an abortion. Call me old-fashioned, but when I think of rebuilding after a hurricane, my thoughts turn to banding together as a community and working to overcome the hurdles in front of you. They don't turn to killing people. This has caused some pro-life people to make the comparison to Lilith, the demon in Jewish folklore who steals babies in the darkness. This is likely not who they're named after, but the comparison is apt. And one critic of Lilith Fund's tweet on Twitter said that one problem Lilith Fund sees with Hurricane Harvey is that it didn't kill enough people. Thankfully, pro-life organizations and legitimate charities are doing actual work and getting much-needed supplies to victims of the hurricane. If you're going to give money or supplies, make sure you're giving them to an organization that is doing actual good. Don't give your money to Lilith Fund or any organization that puts abortion advocacy over the needs of people. Or if you feel so moved, donate to a pregnancy care center which has been affected by the hurricane. Pregnancy care centers specialize in helping pregnant women and getting resources to help them keep their child. That's a cause worth supporting. I'm Clinton Wilcox, and this has been Pro-Life Perspectives.